The Pope and Donald Trump voiced their support. Congress granted the baby residence in America. The ruling, however, stopped these offers being taken up. The case returned to court to examine new evidence about the potential of the therapy, but on July 24th, the court heard that, after seeing scans of Charlie's brain, Dr. Hirano had said he was no longer willing to carry out the treatment, and so Charlie's parents ended their legal fight. In a statement, Gosch said that Dr. Hirano had been invited to examine the baby months earlier, but had not done so. Nor had he viewed previous scans, read all of Charlie's notes, or the original judgment. Hospital staff have received death threats. Mr. Justice Francis lamented the interventions by those who know almost nothing about this case, but who feel entitled to express opinions. Mike Pence, America's vice president, had said that Charlie's was a story of single-payer health care. He and others decried the judge's decision as evidence of the rationing of care by Britain's state-funded National Health Service. Yet the judgment was made not on the basis of the cost of the treatment, which the parents were willing to fund themselves if needed, but on the basis of what was in the interests of a patient who could not decide for himself.